Hello, and this is Pondering Puton with Aja Shiotaro and Hachimitsu Boy. I'm Connor, and I'm here with my co-host, Neve.
Hi, I'm Neve.
And this is a lighthearted and uproarious comedy podcast that's dedicated to Eiji Nonaka's manga series, Grimardi High School. And today, we are continuing our read-through of Volume 5 with Chapter 97, Dead or Alive. So, how's life?
It's all right.
Well, first question, are you dead or alive?
I am alive. In fact, I can give you what my specific heartbeat is right now.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah, well, I gotta get to, let's find, heart rate. I haven't actually used this yet. It's currently measuring it. 105 BPM.
Okay.
This is a little bit high, but...
Yeah. That's probably the BPM of our outro track today.
Yeah, maybe I was listening to that and it was getting me hot-blooded.
Yeah. Actually, I think that's probably a good bit lower than the BPM.
Yeah, it might be, but my heart rate was trying to get up to that BPM.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the magic of this... Our outro track for today. So it's from the Dead or Alive. We're kind of doing this backwards. We're going to introduce outro track first.
I mean, let's not say what the specific song is, but it's from one of the Dead or Alive video games.
Right. So then the music is like... It just makes
your
heart
want to... It's music to fight to.
Yeah.
It's music to fight to.
Yeah. Right, and it's trying to get your heart up to the BPM of the song, but then if it actually does that, if you listen to it too long, then you will actually be dead.
Yeah.
So the title, it's like Dead or Alive, but you start alive, and then if you listen too long, you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's fun. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. But anyway, I was doing that because this is like partially just... Like it's a little bit of like birthday gift. Like I put birthday money towards this. It's also a little bit like doctor recommended. This could be like a useful thing. Cause when I was on Stratera, I was having some like, weird heart stuff going on and I'm off it now, but it was still like, I have like hypertension and stuff. And so my doctor was like, okay, here's like a heart monitor just in case that stuff happens again. Or you can consider getting an Apple Watch because like the thing I had was just rapid heart rate suddenly in the middle of the night. And it was like long enough that it was like not comfortable, you know, mm-hmm. But like I couldn't have even gotten to like an ER and had them do like a thing with my actual heart rate like that because it just wasn't. It wasn't long enough for that. You know, it wasn't like an extended period of time. It was like maybe 2 minutes at most.
Yeah. Those are tricky.
Yeah.
If you're having like heart symptoms when you actually, when the cutoff is to like, okay, I'm going to the ER.
Yeah. And even if we like immediately left, like the second it started, I probably would not have gotten to the ER for them to actually hook me all up to like a ECG machine and like do the echocardiogram and everything. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It just like wouldn't have really worked.
They would have been like, you need to come back when we can measure.
Yeah.
When you're like having this symptom again, so we can actually measure it.
Yeah. And so she wrote this prescription for a heart monitor, which is just like a thing that just will do this that you kind of have with you. But she was also like, you know, this is going to be like cheaper, but also like you basically rent it from the place for 30 days. So like, if it doesn't happen in those 30 days, like, I mean, that's good, but like, we don't have any data either. And so she was like, since you do just like have hypertension, this is just like a thing in general with your life that like, you know, you monitor periodically. This doesn't do like blood pressure stuff. I still have a separate thing for that. But she was like, you could just get like an Apple Watch if that'd be something that you would be interested in because it's going to have like a regular heart rate monitor. It's something that you're just going to have on all the time. And then if something does happen, you can even like do the ECG app. And like, even though it's not going to be quite as advanced maybe as like what they'd be able to get if they fully hooked up. Like they'll have something rather than nothing. So, but yeah, in particular, the actual heart thing was probably just medication related. But it was like, after that, I was like, okay, this could be like a, investment,
to monitor your like cardiovascular health in general.
Yeah. And I think it'll also just like help with like exercising and stuff too, because I do a lot of like we have a treadmill and a bike at home. And the bike has like a heart rate monitor, so you can kind of like tell, but you have to like have your hands on like both of the things all the time for it to be like actively working. So this is something where I could just like check the watch and see what the heart rate is and stuff too when I'm exercising. So it'll have like other uses as well. I already have it set up with a sort of Nana image. For the one where you do an image, it doesn't let you put a lot of information, which I'm slightly disappointed in just because I like including stuff. But I have a lot of that stuff on my phone home screen anyway. So it has like the date and the time, and then you can put one other thing. And so I put what phase of the moon it is because that felt the most appropriate for Nana.
I would agree with that.
So yeah, right now it's waning crescent, just in case you're wondering when we're recording this.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what that means. I guess neither of us are very happy right now. It's getting worse.
Yeah, it's not the full moon. I think the waning means it's going towards the new moon, where it's like, you know,
blackness.
Where you like can't see the moon. So crescent means that it's like past the quarter, you know.
So you haven't had a chance to set the Apple Watch up too much, it sounds like.
I did a little bit, but I got it today. So
I'm curious, now that you have one, what you end up doing with it, because I feel like we have this dynamic where I'll have a thing that I really don't like, and then you like get it, and then you use it in some different way that makes it like more appealing to me.
Yeah. I don't know if there's examples like this, but yeah.
It's more of a feeling that I have, I guess. or I guess just like in general, I have like a perception of something that maybe I haven't really thought that much about. And then you have like more experience with it, or you've like maybe thought a little bit more about it. And then I'm just like, yeah, fuck this thing. And you're like, well, you could do X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, yeah, that does sound pretty good.
Yeah.
Never realized it. Anyway, so I also have an Apple Watch, and I've had one for a few years now. And I just, like, hate is probably too strong of a word, but I'm just, like, so put off by them from the beginning. And then when I got one, like, in relation to work. It's, like, part of my work devices that I have. And so I wear it at work for the purpose of, like... Well, I'll back up. When I got it, I was of the mindset already, like, I'm never getting that, like, stupid shit ever. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
and then I just got it, and I was like, oh, like, thank you. This is great. But in my mind, I'm like, I'm instantly turning off every function of this. Like, the more I could just turn this into a normal ass watch, I'm going to do that to like the greatest extent possible, because I hate every other feature. Well, there I go using the word hate. But just like every other feature is just like so off-putting. On my planet,
we don't even have the word for hate.
but yeah, all the other features are so like off-putting to me. So I went in and I completely just disabled like everything I could. And now all I use it for is like it dings, the haptic ding on my wrist when I have like a meeting or a text message or a reminder. And that's like the only utility that I get out of it.
Yeah.
And it also has like the weather on it, which is kind of cool, but I have that on my phone anyway. So I really just like kind of strongly dislike it. And I only wear it, I like take it off as soon, like I'm happy to take it off at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Because it's just so, I don't know. I guess I'm irrationally annoyed, but I saw like, I have a couple of people I work with who like talk into them, who will take a call on their Apple Watch.
Yeah.
And be like talking into it. And I'm just like, no. You shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anyway,
there's some stuff that I just don't think I'll do too much. I mean, I barely ever use the voice assistant. I'm not going to say the name because it will probably hear me. The one time I sometimes use it is if I'm like trying to set a timer, like especially if I'm in the kitchen, you know, and I need to like set a timer and I've like got stuff in my hands. And sometimes I'll have to like move towards wherever I have my phone sitting. So it might be nice to just have that on my wrist when I want to set a timer. Right.
Sure. And the like ECG thing.
Yeah.
Obviously that's an yeah, important purpose.
Really the like, heart rate, like ECG, those sorts of things are like, that's like the reason why it became, oh, this is maybe like a thing that's worth me getting, like a little bit more on the health side. The other thing is sometimes when I get stuff, I will, there'll be like lots of annoying features and there's some where I'm just immediately like, no, I don't fucking want that. Like that sounds bad. Right. Yeah. Like it's like a thing that I'm like not engaging with at all in my life already. And the thing that it's offering does not sound at all like a thing that I want to add into my life. but with a lot of stuff, I will kind of like, rather than turning everything off from the beginning, I will kind of like have it like if I add a new app to my phone, I will usually like if it's something where I think there's any possible reason why it would be sending me notifications that I'd be interested in, like if I like join a new social media thing, right? Like when I got Blue Sky, I like didn't turn off notifications right away. I wait until it like is an annoying thing and then I'll turn it off. I'm like, this is annoying to me. I don't want to deal with it anymore.
Yeah.
That's
a more reasonable approach.
There's some things that I would think would be really, really annoying. Like there's a period where my headphones died and I had to send them to like, they just sent me like a new, like, this is the new model, everything replacement, like with additional, you know, I had to pay some, but it was like an exchange for like, oh, these sort of damaged in like a weird way. So I like it was an upgrade that I like paid somewhat for, but you had to like send back the damaged ones first before they would send the new ones. So there's just this period of like a week or two, where thankfully I at least had Adderall because when I'm in the office, I just need noise canceling to focus when I'm like working on stuff.
Yeah.
But at least with Adderall, it was like, okay, it was at least during a period where I wasn't dealing with the shortages. While I was doing that, like Emily has just like the AirPods, and if you have those in the iPhone, then like it defaults to it will read you all of the like texts and line messages and stuff that you get. And I was like, that sounds annoying, but I'm not going to like immediately turn it off because sometimes I'm just like curious, like how does this actually happen throughout my day? And I think if I had those for a longer period of time, more than just those 2 weeks, I probably would have turned them off. But like knowing it was like a limited time frame, it then became kind of funny because then just hearing it like say things wrong as it was trying to read things to me was always funny. Like if somebody did a typo, that was funny.
Yeah, you just get Emily, like little random jokes throughout the day.
Yeah. Emily is aware of this feature, so she would just randomly send me like bitch. So then it would be like and I have British Siri on because of it. It's actually technically Irish Siri, but it's like a more of a British accent than an Irish accent, I feel like. But it is the Irish one. Well,
they should really work on that.
That's a little weird. But it's specifically it's like one that I set up for because most of the Siris don't know how to say my name. But like if you set it to like your language to like Ireland or whatever, I think it still uses British Siri, but it knows how to say Neve. It would just come in and it would just be Siri being like, you know, message from Emily Schoner, bitch. So yeah, I ended up like just keeping it for the, you know, the 2 weeks. And then I got back the other headphones and I was like, oh, okay, this is nice. But
that's good.
So like right now I turned off a fair number of notifications on the watch because I don't look at them that often on like my phone, but like if anybody posts in the network channel or the, like network chat, what the fuck? Network chat or export chat.
Are you sending me a, are you having their AirPods read a typoed message?
Yes,
right now?
Yes. Yeah. If anybody posts in there, I get like a notification on my phone. Now, sometimes network chat will be blowing up about something and I'm getting too many notifications and I'll mute it for a little bit and then I'll like go check it or whatever. But I have those like notifications set so that like when there's reactions to my podcast, like I'll remember to go check them because otherwise I just don't think to look at Discord a lot of the time. But I don't want my phone vibrating at all, even if it's export chat, right?
Yeah,
I don't mind
with the
watch
phone
doing
completely
that.
Inert.
Yeah, I don't want the watch doing that at all. So like for watch, it's just like actual things that I want to respond to, in like, oh, somebody sent me a text or a line message or something, right? Like the normal places where people will contact me. Those are the only notifications I've started with. So,
yeah,
and
that's very reasonable.
Yeah. But
I think part of my problem.
I'm trying to just like try out a few of the features and see what works. So
yeah, you should. Don't let me discourage you.
Yeah.
I think part of my problem is that it's linked to my work phone.
Yeah.
And I do absolutely, my work phone is the same. I kind of like distance myself from my work phone in the same way where it's just like when I get home, it just goes with the watch in like on the table and just stays there for until the next work day. So I do like absolutely nothing on it except for work. And therefore the range of functionality that I like would be available to the watch is reduced greatly. And it's all bad because it's all like work bullshit. But it is good, like, at work, just for if I'm, like, in a meeting or something, and I get a ding on my wrist, and it's like, oh, like, there's a fire. Then I could be like, oh, okay. Either I'm, like, mentally prepared when I leave this meeting to go, like, address that now, and it's much more subtle. Like, it's more subtle than just pulling out your phone and checking your text message. Plus, you know something's there. So I just, like, tap my watch and, like, oh, fire. Either I'm leaving right now or I'm, like, going. When I walk out, I'm, like, know what I'm doing and I'm, like, prepared to go address whatever that is.
Yeah.
And that's really the only way. Or just, like, I forget meetings. Not that I have like that many. It's not because I'm a particularly important person and have a lot of meetings. I just forget them because I'm not good at remembering stuff. So when it dings me like, oh, 30 minutes from now, you have a meeting, then I can be like, oh yeah, I should probably prepare for that. The preparations that I forgot to do.
I'm very pleased that the only thing at like my work that's like on my phone, aside from they do like two-factor authentication stuff and that uses your phone. But like the only thing that's like a work thing that like work is done on that's on my phone, and it's optional. I chose to have it on my phone. It was not required of me at all. Is Slack, and you can still set like your phone Slack to not send you notifications outside of like what you set as your work hours. And really, I just like it where like, you know, it, if I'm like, if I go to lunch and then suddenly like I'm getting a bunch of Slack messages, I can check and at least be like, is this something that I should like respond to right away?
Right.
Or is it fine if I do this when I get back from lunch or whatever? And that's like really the only thing I use it for. But yeah, like I'm kind of glad that most of my work stuff is like maintained to a computer that's just the work computer and is completely separate from everything else.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sarah, well, I know you work from home like a good bit. Sarah works from home completely. And I can't remember if we've ever talked about this on Pewton or not, but at a certain point, so her desk used to be like in our den. We had like a nice space in the den for it.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, she like had to move the desk into a closet because the effect of just like having the whole work situation in the den where we like have leisure time and having it just be like visible and looming there was so like severe that she's like, I have to, this was a storage closet that is like definitely not very well suited for this. She's done a great job with it. Like she completely transformed the closet into something that is a reasonable office, but it was like dark in there. And she's like, nope, this is it. This is my new office. but solely for the purpose of like being able to close the door at the end of the day and have it like sealed off and sealed away.
Yeah. When Emily and I eventually move, we really want like a dedicated office space for the two of us. Cause right now it's just kind of in our like living room kitchen area.
Yeah. Having that like spatial, it's not even, I mean, it's like a psychospatial separation that's happening where between like your work and your home. I think some people seem to do okay without it, but like for me, it's absolutely critical. I worked from home for like 1 month during COVID, and that was a tough month, to be honest. Well, obviously like COVID, it was a disaster throughout all of society. So my small feelings were not that important. But in comparison to like just in isolation, like working from home, working from the office, I had real like issues, just because, yeah, not having that. I guess I had taken for granted that like I need to have that separation. And when I like put on my work clothes and like leave my house and drive 30 minutes, all of that is like all this kind of ritual separation that is like doing a lot of work for me. And then when I don't have it, it's just like I get completely zonked out. So,
yeah. I like very intentionally don't sit at my desk to do other stuff that's not work. I mean, occasionally, like I will sometimes eat my lunch because I'm gonna like bike and stuff on my actual like lunch break. But like I'm still like working while I'm eating or whatever. But like I don't sit there and play a game or something, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very understandable. Anyway, speaking of playing games, have you been
Plastic Love?
Is that the game you're playing?
No. That's a reference to a City Pop song that I'm sure you don't know, Connor, but
yeah, probably not.
You can look it up.
I dip my toe into City Pop stuff, but I'm not that well versed in it.
Plastic Love is like a big one, but
Maybe I do know and I just don't know that.
Yeah. I'm just playing games. I know it's Plastic Love.
Anyway. Sounds good.
I've
been playing a lot of Unicorn Overlord.
Unicorn Overlord.
Yeah. Have you heard of it?
I have, it's the new Vanillaware game, right?
Yes, that is correct.
And I know that there are Fox Girl units that you can recruit.
I don't think I haven't come upon the Fox Girl units yet. It's another thing to look forward to. For me, I'm playing it with Brandon, who you know now, of course.
Wait, is it multiplayer?
It's not, but we just we swap. So we go on PlayStation and we do share play, and then the share play timer is like, because we both still have PS4s. I don't know if it's different on PS5. The share play timer is an hour, and so I like run it on my PlayStation, and then we just alternate, which is kind of a thing that we've like done for a long time. Even going back to like when we were in elementary school, he would like be playing Final Fantasy and I would just watch him play Final Fantasy. So it works for us, but we like swap it back and forth, and it's very good. It's a very like satisfying game. It's very well done in all the respects, and we're pretty like well into it at this point. We haven't found Dinah or Dina yet. We haven't gotten the best role units. She looks cool though. Does she have like a pike or a halberd? It looks like.
Let me look.
So the thing about this game is like, I kind of read a review of it beforehand to see if it would be worth, because we had to pay full price for it. But I read this review to see like if this was going to be the kind of game that we might both like. And obviously I was convinced, and I'm glad I bought it because it is good. One of the things that the review said was that Vanillaware, I guess, is like notorious for kind of like fan service type stuff. And I was like passing over that detail, like, okay, yeah, whatever. Not really giving it too much thought. But there is quite a lot. Or maybe not a lot in quantity. You're sending me these screenshots. Maybe not a lot in quantity. Quality feels like a wrong term to say. But the intensity of it when it shows up is very funny. So there's one of the main like female characters she's kind of like a white mage named Scarlet. Yeah. And I'm just going to send you, I just want you to watch this video. This is when she's like first introduced.
Okay.
Oh wait. No.
you sent me Dead or Alive set.
Shit, I had the fucking link like prepared and everything. Oh my god, hold on, I have to do this quickly.
Yeah.
I had it at the exact like right timestamp that I wanted you to start watching at. Okay, hold on. We're almost there.
Okay. This is riveting.
Yeah, it's great. It's riveting for me because I'm anticipating your reaction. Okay. If anyone's listening along, this is timestamp 1723 of Unicorn Overlord Switch Gameplay Walkthrough Part 1 Prologue No Commentary by Yamatufa Gaming. This is where we're starting.
Yeah, I'm hitting play. The name of the guardian unicorn and that of the Holy Mother. Is that you, Elaine?
The attention to detail is really impressive in this animation, I would say. It's very dynamic. So, yeah, with all that, obviously I give this game my highest recommendation.
Yeah.
You should all check it out.
Thank you for joining us today. Next time you'll be reading chapter 98 from volume 5. You can find the full schedule at explore.io/bootonschedule. If you have questions for us, send them to ghostdiverspod@gmail.com. You can get early access to episodes of this podcast and many others by becoming a $1 patron of the network at explore.io and listen a week before the public feeds. Or for $5, you get exclusive bonus episodes of a variety of podcasts in the network, but especially Coffee and Comic Books, a podcast where they actually talk about the comics most of the time. I think pretty soon Cages is finally coming out. If you like this podcast, please tell a friend. They can find the free feed at explore.io/Bhutan or by searching Pondering Bhutan on their podcast of choice. If you like listening to us talk, we do a lot more of that over at Ghost Divers. You can find it at explore.io/Ghost Divers or by searching Ghost Divers in your podcast of choice. You can find the show at Pondering Bhutan on Twitter, just at Bhutan on Ghost. You can find me at Foxomnia on Twitter, Coast, and Blue Sky, where you can check my pinned tweet or pinned shows, but not my pinned skip because those don't exist yet, to find links to all of my podcasts. Where can people find you, Connor?
Y'all can find me at Rabelais, Rabelais, on Twitter and Coast.
And our opening theme is Ningen Nantebe Yoshio Takaro, and taking us out today is B-Boy No B, evolved from Plus Plus by Makoto Osoi, Shinichi Koike, and Shigekyo Okuda. Fast dismissed.